Good morning, brothers and sisters. Lord, on this Friday, also known as Feel the Fire Fridays, on the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer and task for today. This is how we empower our daily lives. Our topic for this morning is part two of choosing the right mate. Part two of choosing the right mate. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 16-28. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you our announcements. Number one, we are soul on progress. Goal, S-O-U-L-G-O-A-L, this month. Remember, I challenged you to add 100 new souls to the broadcast because this is how we witness and how we expand the kingdom of the Lord. I made that challenge on last week. I think it was on July 3rd, and it is, July 14th today, and based on the numbers, I think we've added about 100 people already, and we've also added people in a new country, that being Mexico. So praise the Lord. This means that all of us are being, and that is what this is all about, expanding the kingdom of the Lord. Number two, remember that my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, is available on our website at Feel the Fire, F-E-E-L, Feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. It is available as an ebook, downloadable, or a printed book. So make sure you get that book. It is so powerful. And on our website, you can actually hear me teaching from two chapters of that book. So go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Order the book. It's really going to teach you how to just, you know, go through and release the strongholds that are precluding you from living the best life that God has for you. So smash the glass ceiling of blessings. God is not the hold up. You are. All right? Smash it and order it. Finally, remember to tune live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you missed the broadcast live, I have your hot breakfast on the stove. In other words, the recording is released after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website on the Morning Motivation page of feeldfire.com. Go listen to the broadcast, share it with at least three people over this weekend, and let's expand the kingdom of God. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to our word. I'm in the book of Genesis 29, beginning at 16. This is also our scripture for part one. I'm in the NIV. Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel. They seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, Give me my wife. My time is completed, and I want to make love to her. That is what the Bible said, folks. I want to make love to her. So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and Jacob made love to her. And Laban gave his servant Zilpah to his daughter as her attendant. When the morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then we will give you the younger one also in return for another 7 years of work." And Laban did so. This is our last two verses. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as her attendant. Jacob made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah, and he worked for Laban another 7 years. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Part two of choosing the right mate. Every man or woman who says he or she for you is not for you. On yesterday in part one, we dealt with some characteristics of the right mate. For example, self-sacrificing, prioritizing you, respects you and your children if you have them, as well as some characteristics of the wrong mate, disrespectful, calls you out of your name. Women who refuse to submit and acknowledge men as the head, despite those instructions to do so in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Men who refuse to love and protect their women like they would their own bodies, despite those instructions in that same chapter. And married couples who utilize sex for bargaining tools and manipulation instead of the way it was designed by the Lord. I also read to you on yesterday an awesome real talk admonition from Brother Hayes regarding being as a woman. So we are going to continue within that same vein of real talk today. So this is not something to make you feel good. There are too many divorces, separations in the church, and I was one of them. And we have to be able to have real conversation to get on track. So you ready? Buckle up and let's go. One of the other characteristics I want to talk with you about in relation to choosing the wrong mate is someone who utilizes the criminal justice system as the end-all, be-all resolution to your arguments. For those of you who know my story, you know that I am not only an evangelist, but an attorney, and criminal defense is one of my main practice areas. You know that I became an attorney after over a decade in nursing due to my brother's incarceration. There are four daughters and one son in my family, and on the day that the jury returned with a unanimous guilty verdict against my brother, who is also younger than me, we spoiled him, we love him so much, that is the day that I enrolled to take the LSAT and to go to law school, because I knew that part of my passion and part of my purpose was to defend those in the criminal justice system. And I definitely have an affinity for defending males, and even from that, more so, minority males. So part of what I do a lot of times is I end up defending males, and even some females I've defended, where the mate, the husband, the ex-husband, the boyfriend, they have gotten into arguments and they've called the police and the person has ended up with a domestic violence charge. Now, I praise the Lord that to date, I've never had any of those people be convicted. I've been able to get all of the charges dropped each time, every time. But I tell you, as I do that, I begin to admonish the client and say to the person, you need to really think about this situation, because a person who thinks it not robbery or thinks it's folly to call the police on you because you get into an argument. These are not situations where domestic violence has actually occurred. As a matter of fact, before we can even get the whole case to the point of getting it no pros, in other words, the charges dropped, the person who called is showing up in court, who called the police, is showing up in court asking the judge to lift the restraining order so that they can go back to the man or woman that they called the police on. Who doesn't mind? Getting you involved in the criminal justice system is the wrong kind of mate. Because even when we get those charges dismissed or dropped, they remain on your record unless we can now get them expunged. So it's important to understand that the right kind of mate is not a person who will put you into the criminal justice system. That's no joke. It's on your record. When you go to get a job, it's on your record. When you go to get a place to live, it's on your record. Someone who doesn't care about how their temporary actions, their feelings in the moment, will impact your future in a permanent situation is never the right mate. Now, that can be a man or a woman. Another example, because we don't have but 15 minutes, of someone who is not the right mate is someone who does nothing but I want to give you Solomon. It's better to live on the rooftop than to share a home with a nagging or contentious woman. Proverbs 12:4 says, a woman that maketh her husband a shame rotten. It's just about the woman. No, it's not. Someone who is nagging, someone who is pessimistic, someone who is lazy, a procrastinator, someone who does nothing but nag, be contentious, won't work, wants to sit up in your home or in the home of that both of you have around you all day, but has nothing positive to offer. Someone who does not build, but is a destroyer. Someone who tears down can never be the right mate. Now, I hear that this morning because some of you got these people in your house right now. And some of you are those people right now. You are the people who every time an issue happens in your relationship, you post it on social media. You go tell all of your friends. You tell your mate to all of your family members. See, that's an issue because when the two of you reach resolution or reconciliation, every bad thing, every bad word that you've spoken about that person is still in the minds of all of those other people. You cannot only be focused on choosing the right mate. Part of choosing the right mate is being the right kind of mate. Are you an iron sharpens iron person? As the Bible speaks in Proverbs 27:17, do you look for ways to build up your mate? Do you look for ways that the two of you can every day be better together than you are separately as individuals? Do you look for ways to intercede for your mate, to pray for him or her, to build them up, to help them see the best in themselves? Do you look for ways to communicate effectively? See, there's nothing wrong with disagreeing because the issue becomes the person. Do you attack the person? Do you say you always do this? You never do that, as opposed to just staying focused on the issue. Baby, when you say it that way, my feelings are hurt. Well, why, baby? Because it makes me feel as if you don't